This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. General Electric is probably best known for washers and dryers, I'd say. Maybe commercial aircraft engines, too, for those who truly follow the company. But retail lending has been a cash cow for GE for decades, which makes the reports today that the company is getting out of the consumer credit business all the more curious. Marketplace's Sarah McCammon has that story.
If you've signed up for one of those store credit cards, the ones that offer special deals, there's a good chance you've borrowed money from GE Capital. Daniel Holland is an analyst with Morningstar.
So if you go to Walmart or Home Depot and they ask you for a credit card, GE's actually backing that credit card.
But now, Holland says GE wants to focus on its industrial products, jet engines, wind turbines, healthcare equipment. He says it's harder to be in the credit business in these days of financial reform.
You know, to the extent that GE can kind of just keep reducing the size of that business, it makes it less and less important for the Treasury to pay attention to.
And the federal government is paying attention. Industry analyst Brian Langenberg says GE's finance arm is so big, it's being regulated like a bank.
It just means more rules, and it has made the credit card business less attractive as part of GE.
Langenberg says since the financial crisis, credit is seen as a riskier business. And now, with the economy on the rebound, it's a good time to sell that part of the company. Plus, Langenberg says stockholders want what he calls a simpler story about GE.
Most investors either want to buy an industrial company or they want to buy a financial services company. They don't want to buy it in one piece.
They may soon have a chance to buy a piece of GE Capital. Analysts expect the company to begin offloading parts of its credit business in an initial public offering. I'm Sarah McCammon from Marketplace.